For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Mike Parsons will take over after Governor Eric Greitens' resignation takes effect on Friday. Parsons said the resignation will allow the state to heal and move forward from a difficult time. In announcing his resignation, the governor said he broke no laws.
This ordeal has been designed to cause an incredible amount of strain on my family.
The governor was indicted in February on one felony count of invasion of privacy for allegedly taking a photo of a woman without her consent in 2015. The charge was dismissed during jury selection, but investigations of him widened to include questions about whether or not he violated campaign finance law.
Time has come, though, to tend to those who have been wounded.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Starbucks locations closed across the country so it can reboot its approach to how employees are trained. Roughly 8,000 coffee shops shut down for anti-bias discussions. Company Chairman Howard Schultz.
This is about leadership, and this is about moral courage and standing up and being accountable.
The reboot of Roseanne has been abruptly canceled. Jim Roop has more.
ABC calls a tweet posted by Barr abhorrent and repugnant. It was at the expense of former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, in which Barr compared Jarrett's looks and politics to a cross between the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes. It didn't take long for the network to pull the plug.
I mean, this might come as a complete shock to you.
Only how quickly it was done. Roseanne did apologize to Jarrett and the American people, but the damage was done. And after producer and co-star Sarah Gilbert condemned the tweet, Wanda Sykes said she no longer write for the show and calls for its cancellation. Canceled it was. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands of Catholics are pouring into eastern New Mexico to witness what some are saying is a miracle. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Parishioners like this one of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Hobbs, New Mexico, say starting last Sunday, they witnessed a statue of the Virgin Mary shedding tears.
You noticed that a lot of people were coming up to Our Lady and started, you know, touching her, and that's when everybody started noticing that she was weeping.
Now church officials want the Catholic diocese to investigate what they say is obviously a miracle. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department's annual report on international religious freedom also says that as many as 120,000 political prisoners are being held in prison camps in North Korea, some for religious reasons, and that Saudi Arabia continues to prohibit the public practice of any religion other than Islam. John Clemens has more.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was joined with Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, to announce the status of what Ambassador Brownback called the fundamental right of conscience.
The right of conscience is that fundamental right, and then out of that, you get a whole series of rights that get enhanced and do better when you get this foundational one right. When you get the foundational one wrong, you really can't build on the structure.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.